bedside, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center. Welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at high school as we get set to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Excuse me, top of the fifth inning. Lumberjacks batting around in the fourth, and the top of the fifth, it will be Sam Romanski, the catcher, to lead things off. Romanski has bounced into a fielder's choice and also had a bunt single back in the fourth inning. Umpires conversing about something here, and we're set to go. Romanski will stand in. Luke Strick on deck. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. All right, Sam Romanski will dig in. And the pitch. That's high, ball one. The wind and the pitch. Low and outside. 2-0 now to Romanski. Next pitch. Romanski's going to line one to the gap in left center field. That's trouble, and that's going to drop. Going to get to the fence. Romanski's going to have at least a double. They have trouble picking the ball up. And he will stop at second base. A line double to the gap by Romanski to lead things off here in the fifth inning. He tagged that one. And once again, a courtesy runner for the catcher. It will be Adam Peterson who will for Romanski. So a leadoff double here in the fifth inning. And Luke Strick will come to the plate. Meyer from the stretch and the pitch. Strick way out in front of that one, fouled it at the plate, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one to the second baseman. And the pitch, breaking ball, misses inside. 1-1 now. 7-0. Lumberjacks were in the fifth. The stretch and the pitch. That's high. 1-1. 2-1, 1-1. Meyer, the check of the runner and the pitch. Breaking ball drops outside. 3-1. Of course, 3-1, good count to hit. You're looking for something in one spot that you can drive, or you take it. And the pitch. He swings and hits a line drive to deep center field. That's going to be over the center fielder's head, one-hopping the fence. Peterson had to wait to see if that ball was going to be caught. They're going to score him anyway. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it's going to be late. And Peterson will score standing up. Strick with a double over the center fielder's head. Back-to-back doubles here for the Lumberjacks in the fifth inning. And the score now. Jordan Heiding will come to the plate now. Heiding has lined to short, popped to second. He also has a two-run single and scored a run back in the fourth inning. I would imagine on a night like this they will be playing the 10-run rule here and try to get five innings here and see if you can get a 10-run lead. First pitch from Meyer is in there for a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Pines' offense hasn't been able to muster much against Willie Brand here in this one so far. The stretch by Meyer in the pitch, fouled back by Heiding. And it's 1-1. Or make that 0-2, excuse me, 0-2 now to Heiding. CoVantage Credit Union, one of our great sponsors. You step into more cash with a CoVantage Credit Union. And Meyer's pitch to Heiding. He reaches up and lifts one in the air to center field, and that's going to drop. Nobody gets to catch that one. Misplayed out there as well. Strick's going to go to second. The center fielder playing very deep. Peter's playing very deep, and that ball dropped in front of him. And a fly ball single for Heiding. Strick advancing to third, and still nobody out here in the inning, and Willie Brand will come to the plate. Brand has grounded his short, fly to center. He also has an RBI double, and Curtis, the runner for Brand, scored a run back in the fourth inning as well. Stretch by Meyer and the pitch. Brand takes strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. 8-0. Lumberjacks here in the fifth inning. The stretch and the pitch. That's high, ball 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch, the check of the runners, here's the pitch. Brand way out in front of that one, fouled it off. And it's 1-2 now. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch. Laid off a high outside one there. 2-2. Runner and the pitch. Brand lifts it in the air to right center field. That one looks like it's playable, and it's going to drop. Nobody could decide who was going to catch it. Strick will score from third. The runners will stop at second and first. Center fielder was sliding over. Right fielder tried to make the catch, and then it fell between him. No communication out there, and it will be Brand reaching. That was touched by somebody out there. We got to give that one an error. So Brand reaches on the air. Heiding stops at second. Strick scores. It's now 9-0. And a trip to the mound, and that may be all for Meyer here, although he's not getting a ton of help from his defense in this one. Many of the runs have scored have been unearned. There's nobody out here in the fifth. It's 9-0 Lumberjacks. East Baseball is brought to you in part by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney. Call them at 715-842-5688, or you can visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. And they are going to make a pitching change here, so while they do that, we'll take a break and come back with more. Lumberjacks lead in this one, 9-0. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Northland Pines. The new pitcher for the Eagles, Blake Bulkin, team the shortstop, coming into pitch. And he's facing Eric Daniel here. And the first pitch is inside and low for a ball. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Two runs in. Next pitch is popped up into right field. Playable. And the catch made out there. Runners will tag. At least the runner at second will tag. And Heiding will advance to third on the flyout by Daniel for the first out of the inning. So now runners at the corners with one out. We're going to get a change in the hitter here. Shoebring's out as the DH. Brendan Becker, who's been playing left field, will hit for himself here. So Brendan Becker batting for the first time here today. First pitch is foul back, and it's 0-1. I'd like to try to get one more run in here and make this a 10-run game with the temperatures the way they are. Pines will get their last at-bats in the bottom of the fifth. Runners take their leads. Next pitch to Becker is low and inside, and it's 1-1. Becker, right-handed hitter, waggles the bat. Now a throw over to first. And diving back in is the C runner for Brand. That's Tanner Denke over there. Heiding takes his lead at third. Denke's off at first. Mokotin, the lefty, throws inside again to Becker. And it's 2-1. Two balls and no strikes. Runners take their leads and the pitch. Becker lays off and takes a strike. Caught the corner inside. 2-2 now. Ian Corbett waits on deck. And the pitch. Swung on and missed, and Becker is gone for the second out of the inning. So now it's up to Ian Corbett if this one is going to pop after five. Runners at the corners. Corbett stands in. He has struck out, reached on an error twice. First pitch is fouled, and it's 0-1. Drop fly ball in center field and an error on the second baseman. Allowed Corbett to reach twice here in this one. And he steps in with a 0-1 count again. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. He was late on that one, and he's in the hole 0-2. Runners take their leads. Runner first takes off, and he will get down to second base. So now two men in scoring position. The ball pitch was a ball. It's 1-2 now on Corbett. I think Steve Heinrich was hoping that, I think he might have left a little early there and maybe drawn a throw. Next pitch in. The dirt pops away from the catcher. Oh, now they've got, now they're going to get the runner in a rundown. Now they're going to run him back to third and not throw the ball. They had hiding dead to rights. He was about three quarters of the way down toward home plate and decided not to go. And the catcher, Beeman, ran him back to third. Third baseman was waiting for the throw that never came. So that allows Corbett to hit here. And once again, Pine should be out of the inning. Instead, Corbett's going to get a chance to swing here. Pitch is inside. Pops away from the catcher, but not far enough for hiding to score. And the count now full, 3-2. This is the third inning out of five here that Pines should be out of an inning and in the dugout and are still playing here, forcing your pitcher to throw extra pitches and giving East a chance, which they've taken advantage of. That pitch in the dirt, ball four, and Corbett draws a walk to load the bases for Cam Gritzmacher. So Gritzmacher comes to the plate. He has singled twice, has an RBI. He also popped out to short. And the first pitch is swung on and missed. A little anxious. Went after one up in the zone. A little ahead of it. And it's 0-1. Nothing in one on the East right fielder. Here's the pitch. Fouled. And he's quickly in the hole. Two. Chopped that one toward the East dugout on the third base side. The wind by Mokelteen in the pit. Had a high one, fouled it out of play, stayed alive. Count still 0-2. Wind is blowing hard out toward right field here. And the pitch. Breaking ball, got past the catcher, and that will allow Heiding to come in and score. It squirted through the wickets on a breaking ball down low. And the run will score, making it 10-0. So Gritzmacher now batting with runners at second and third and two outs. A 1-2 count. So that inability to make the throw down to third base and get the runner out hurts again. And now Gritzmacher is going to line one to center field, and that is going to be dropped out there off the glove of the center fielder and then off his head. And it will be Gritzmacher sliding into second base, and that's going to be another error in the outfield, allowing two more runs to score. And Gritzmacher will get to second base. Center fielder's having a tough day today out there. He got there to make the play, and it went off the tip of his glove and then hit him in the head. I can't feel too good on a day like this. Widmark's at the plate now. And once again, for the second straight inning, East has batted around. This is the ninth hitter to hit here in the fifth inning. Widmark has an RBI double. He's also walked and scored and struck out. Next pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. 12-0 the score. Pines trying to get out of it here. Pitch is in the dirt, blocked by Beeman, but it bounced enough for Gritzmacher to go to third. On the wild pitch. And the count now 2-1 on Bryce Widmark. And the pitch. Lays off a high one, 3-1 now. The wind and the pitch. Strike called, and the count now full, 3-2 to Bryce Widmark. Wolkentien working out of the windup now with Gritzmacher at third base. The wind and the payoff pitch. Swung late and fouled out of play. Whitmark got a piece of that to stay alive. Brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. The wind and the pitch. That's high, ball four, and Widmark will draw a walk. And we are going to get a pinch hitter, I believe. I believe this is Nick Wyatt. Wyatt will be batting up from the JV squad to hit here. First and third, Wyatt swings and misses, and it's 0-1. Hitting for Sam Romanski here in the fifth inning. The stretch. Breaking ball chopped toward third, a little roller, going to be a tough play. The pitcher will field and throw, and they'll get him by a step and a half, and the inning is over. So, East will add to the total here, five more runs on three hits. There were a couple of errors, and two men left on base, and the score after four and a half innings of play, it's the Lumberjacks 13 and Northland Pines nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
We are Buck Forks!
And we're back here at Northland Pines. Willie Brand trying to close it out here. 10-run rule game. We'll finish up after 5. Brand has been pretty effective here, facing just 2 over the minimum. Actually, 1 over the minimum. Just a walk. 9 strikeouts through 4 innings. And Ryan Brown will lead things off. He struck out his first time up. Looks like Adam Peterson is in to play second base here for the Lumberjacks. Looks like Tanner Denke is out in center field now for East as well. First pitch from Brand is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. Fastball, he went. Did he go? Yes. Oh, they called no swing. That pitch was well over his head. It looked like he went far enough to call it a strike, but the base umpire says no, so it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Next pitch from Brand swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. Getting darker here. I'm not sure we would have gotten 7 innings in, even if it wouldn't have been a shortened game. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. There's a strike 3 call, fastball, and Brown is gone for the first down of the inning. 10 strikeouts for Willie Brand. And that'll bring up Vaughn Prigge, the second baseman. Actually, Hunter Kaler is going to enter and hit. First pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brand has been pretty effective here today, throwing strikes. He's been around the strike zone for the most part. Next pitch in there for a strike as well. He's just pouring it in there now, and Kaler down 0-2. On the afternoon, and he hasn't gone deep in counts to too many batters. The 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and Kaler is gone, and there are two down here in the fifth. Another strikeout for Brand, and Northland Pines down to their final out here. And it will be Dan Peters. Now they're going to have a pinch hitter here. Ryan Schlitt is going to hit. So Schlitt will bat for the first time today. Brand staying warm, playing catch with his third baseman as they get the lineup changed to the umpire. And the pitch, high and tight, and it pushed Schlitt off the plate there. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch again, that's in there for a strike inside part of the plate, 1-1 now. The 1-1 pitch. Foul back to the screen, and it's 1-2. And Northland Pines down to their final out, their final strike. As the wind really picking up now, blowing hard out towards center field. Brand wants to finish it up right here. Here's the pitch. That stays high. 1-2. I tell you what, the wind's blowing so hard right now, it's going to be hard to throw a strike, I think. You have to really take something off it and just sort of aim it in there. Here it comes. Swung on, just got a piece of that and fouled it back, stayed alive. And the count remains 1-2. The stretch and the pitch. That's high again. And the count now full, 3-2. I think this may be only the second full count that Brand has had here, and the other one resulted in the walk back in the third inning. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out, struck out the side, and the ball game is over. An outstanding effort by Willie Brand here this afternoon, and the Lumberjacks get the victory by a score of 13-0. We'll take a timeout.